Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Are you carrying around a COVID-15? I don't know if you saw the Ask Amy piece the syndicated columnist Amy Dickinson put out the other day. Nice picture over there showing her terrific weight loss. Hey, Amy, it's John. How are you?
I'm so thin, John. No, just kidding. I'm great.
Well, you have to be careful when you post a picture of yourself like that, because that's it. You're inviting the judgment of others, but I thought the picture looked really good.
Oh, yeah, thanks. And the fact is, John, I, like a lot of people my age and maybe especially women, I just, over the last 10 years, like a couple pounds a year, I just put it on and I could not take it off. And I've been basically wrestling with my weight for like 5 decades. So I am like the most experienced dieter in the world. But like a lot of chronic dieters, I had never talked about it because it's sort of this secret thing that you do that you don't want to talk about it because you're always on the verge of failing, I guess. But anyway, this time it worked out.
Meaning what?
Well, I started a couple of years ago. So that's one thing I mentioned is that my original goal was to lose 1 pound a week, which a lot of, that sounded like, I remember back in the day, I could lose like 5 pounds a week. You know, you just smoke a lot of cigarettes, drink a lot of tab. so my goal was to lose 1 pound a week. I ended up, on average, losing 1 pound a month. So this has taken me 2 years. 2 years. So it's a long, slow, steady thing. It's more of a lifestyle change, I guess, than a real diet.
I wonder if somebody would say 12 pounds a year isn't a lifestyle change. But as we get older and our metabolism changes, you point that out, it's harder to lose the weight. Maybe genetics aren't helping you, but certainly age doesn't. So maybe 1 pound a month is actually a reasonable goal. I thought that was a very forgiving but also wise thing that you said.
Well, and I had the audacity to show, because I've been tracking. Tracking is really a great tool. Tracking what you eat, tracking what you weigh, tracking your steps. Because the data really showed me in a graph form the basic overall, you know, through line was that it, you know, things were improving for me. My health was getting better. And you really see on this graph there are lots of peaks and valleys. You know, it's not like this straight line downward. It's like, oop, up, oop, down, up, you know, and that's what it's like when you are on a long-term sort of lifestyle fitness and weight loss challenge. Yeah.
So you write, I track my eating on the Lose It app every day. Every day. This has helped me to make me more aware and accountable for what I eat. The app also calculates protein, carbs, etc., as well as exercise. You can weigh yourself and note that too. Here is a screenshot of my progress as of this morning, and it goes back to October of 2018.
And
but you know, it is sort of like the stock market or your investments. You know, you say, well, that was a bad day, but look at the long-term line, and it goes up, down, but it's either going up or down generally. Well, yours clearly is going down, although what the hell happened in November of 2020? Or, no, it'd be 2019, I guess. It went way up.
I know.
Do you know what that was?
It's funny because I don't, and I have been trying a couple of those up peaky, you know, peak moments, yeah. I do know exactly what was going on. For instance, there's one in August where I had visitors and I just ate corn and ice cream every day and no regrets.
What about, come January, let's see, where would we be on this chart? Maybe February of 2020? It just fell off the earth.
Right. Well, I started to, I saw a nutritionist, a dietitian. I had never really approached my own fitness and weight loss as if it was a health issue. I had always gone on whatever diet was gracing the cover of whatever magazine mm-hmm. I was looking at. And this person really, it's just the most common sense thing in the world. Portion control, you know, tracking calories, but I don't eliminate, like I had been, I had done the keto diet, which is, you know, hugely, you know, successful for some people,
yeah.
but it made me really, it made me sad to have to eliminate apples and fruit and a lot of vegetables because they have carbs in them. And I don't know. It didn't seem sustainable to me. So this is what worked for me. I also, honestly, I frequently check a couple of weight loss and dieting and fitness discussion groups on Reddit. And that's where you see people who have, you know, huge challenges. And they're so brave and they're so, the community there is so supportive. I never participated, but it was very helpful for me to learn about other people's challenges.
Amy Dickinson's on a phone. You read her Ask Amy in the Tribune and elsewhere across the country in this piece that began, I'm a loser. I think strikes a chord, particularly since you say you use the CICO method, calories in, calories out, pretty basic, right? And then you say, here are some random tips that worked for you. And I thought that that was really helpful as well. Let's just kind of laundry list them real quick before we end this conversation, Amy, in just a minute. Stay right there. Do you read Ask Amy? Ask Amy, issue number 5, I'm a loser. This is from April 2nd. And then she talks about how she has successfully managed to lose weight 1 pound a month. She uses it. You know, I also thought, though, that you're not supposed to stand on a scale or that the measuring was in some ways counterproductive. I guess that wasn't your experience, eh, Amy?
You know, John, I think for some people it is. And I think especially when people have eating disorders or eating issues, as I think I've been on the verge of having like a compulsive problem, like weighing yourself can create some compulsions. And I do think people need to be careful about it, which is one reason it was great to see a dietitian, because mm-hmm. she was like, I'll weigh you, you know. But because I was tracking my eating, I also tracked my weight. But you have to be very good about, like, when you put on 3 pounds, are you going to freak out and quit? And this is what was different for me. I just didn't freak out and quit this time. I just thought, this is a long game.
Well, especially with the app that you use, the Lose It app, which says, okay, I'm going to chart every single day, but I'm going to do it for a year or 10, then it sort of does allow for you to take the long view, look at the trend line, or anticipate the trend line. So even though I'm trending up right now, I got next year or next month, or look how well I did last month, you don't beat yourself up so much.
Right, right. I mean, in a way, you're just graphing things and you're taking, or at least for me, it was like I was taking a little bit of the emotive content out of
right.
the process.
Right,
yeah,
right. So
it's,
you say, here's some
more structural.
Here's some random tips you write. So calories in, calories out. You like the Lose It app, which you would be pretty good about following, it sounds like. You wrote, I don't have cheat days or bad days. Sounds like you were just commenting on that, Amy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just have days. Just a regular day. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. And again, you have to look at it over the long term.
You write, eliminating entire food groups that I consider healthy does not work for me. What are you talking about there?
Well, there I'm talking about like keto, which is 20 carbs or under, which is a very, very extremely challenging diet to stick with, because you are eliminating so many foods that are pretty healthy. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I just didn't I did not want to live without eating carrots and apples and things like that. So I just went another way.
You said you saw a dietitian, and then here's one that is challenging for, I think, a lot of us. I don't eat breakfast. Now, you don't, but it's possible I will eat breakfast, right? I mean, are you prescribing this, or how do we process that?
You know, back in the day, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I have never been hungry in the morning. I'm not sure why. And so every diet I went on or eating program I tried, I would force myself to eat breakfast. And for somebody like me, eating when you're not hungry, it really would set me off sometimes for the entire day of overeating, frankly. And now, of course, we call it intermittent fasting. So we get to skip breakfast and not feel like a criminal. But, yeah, so I just... It just put me more in touch with, like, when am I hungry? Like, I hate the word mindfulness, but honestly, the whole process has made me a little more mindful.
I don't hate the word mindfulness. I exercise, but I keep it light. I think, see what you're doing here, I just think makes the whole daunting process so manageable, right? Like, you don't have to run marathons.
Huge. This is huge. I was, you know, I went to a gym and I would pound on the treadmill and, like, I went saw a trainer, but it would really, really kickstart some serious mega overeating. And, okay, so the pandemic hit, the gym closed, and I just started walking like a human being, just walking around. And, you know, given that the world was so closed, I felt so lucky to be able to walk. I live in a rural area, and I just honestly, for me, that was just a mental, it was a mm-hmm. total head trip.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like I have fallen in love with walking like a person. And it's also, it's just been very good for my fitness and honestly, very, very good for my mental health. And it's, you know, it's very challenging to walk more than 10,000 steps a day for most people. But most days I do, and I really, really love it. And you know what? Once in a while I'll try a little jog, but I don't push it and I don't worry about it. I have three siblings who have chronic health problems that affect their mobility. And I feel so lucky mm-hmm. that I can walk. Yeah.
Let's not discount the power of all of that. A couple quick calls, and then we'll let Amy go. But Amy, if we did want to read this piece again, pin it to the refrigerator, if people still, I don't think people pin things to refrigerator, pin it to Pinterest, where do they find this? Just at Ask Amy?
So, well, I have a newsletter now. It's at Amy Dickinson at Substack. So this is sort of a new thing I'm doing each week, just little dispatches from my world.
Yeah.
So anybody can find that and subscribe. It's free.
And if you want to see what kind of dress she wore to prom, you'll also want to go there. I remember those kind of dresses. I didn't wear them, but girls I dated did at prom or homecoming. So it was a fun throwback. I'll ask her to repeat that blog post in just a moment. But let's talk to Kevin for a second. You're on WGN. Kevin, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi there. Yeah, I'm just going to throw out a bunch of things I've done. But I'll just say I've lost 25 pounds since November. And basically, it was motivated by COVID, of course. I'm sure that a lot of people out there have gained weight during COVID. And that was me, too, for like the first 50 to 75% of the since we've had COVID.
Uh-huh.
So after that time, my weight went up. Finally, I just got mad. I'm like, you got to take care of this now. Plus, I went to the doctor and had some bad numbers and realized
yeah.
I have to improve those too. So,
hey, Kevin,
anyway,
can I jump in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin, I love it. You are a total rock star. 25 pounds, but here's what makes me laugh. You've done it since November. So men lose weight so fast. It just drives me crazy. My husband would be like, oh, yeah, I just ate a salad today. I lost 10 pounds. You know, it's really, really amazing to me. Yeah. Good for you.
You know, actually, I take that back. I think I'm exaggerating a little bit. It's really more like since September, because that's when
She's still mad at you, Kevin. Still mad at you because men have an advantage.
Yeah, no, so I don't mean, so actually I got to be honest. Yeah, it's really more like September because I started working out then. And honestly, you know, the first many weeks, you know, you're adjusting. The changes weren't really happening. So I guess I'm saying, like, I'm kind of noticing, okay, like as November was coming, I'm like, wow, I'm still really starting to lose it. So it's probably like maybe 10.
Let me ask you this. What was the lag time between you getting serious and you feeling good about the results? Did it happen right away, or did it take a couple weeks before you
started? I think it was even more than a couple weeks. It was between a month and 2 months, because ultimately my whole life I've been a swimmer, but I didn't really because I kind of realized, too, the problem with swimming is after it you're starving. So I would swim, and then I would go pig out, and that was like at least for 3 weeks. You know,
yeah, no,
I'm not losing anything here. And I'm like, okay, I got to start doing this, and I got to lighten up my eating afterwards. So I started doing that. It was hard, you know, but then, and I kept in a couple of friends. One of them was really big on smoothies, and I thought, oh, smoothies, fruit, sugar, they're kind of a pain in the butt to make. And I started doing it. I totally learned that I was wrong. They're easy to make. They're quick. I started out with a lot of fruit at first, and then I lowered the fruit, and it became more vegetables. I do it with a protein.
I'm really glad that all of this has been working out for you, Kevin. We have to run here before this segment is over, and I want to thank you for the call and congratulations. One last thing, though, Amy. I mean, so this all sounds so benign, but I just have 30 seconds left. But I think people should also be realistic. It's not always going to be easy or fun, right?
Oh no. It's not. But you know what I love about Kevin? Like, he did it with some friends. He talked to friends about it. Mm-hmm. I also sort of started a challenge with some friends of mine from Wait, Don't Tell Me. And that's been great, you know? You have people who, like, how's it going? You're like, it's good to be supported.
How do we read your stuff, the way you've been sending out these little missives from afar?
Okay, so I have a newsletter. It's amydickinson.substack.com.
I'll post a link to it, too, on my Facebook page. Let's stay in touch. Congrats, and thanks for the help for everybody, Amy.
Okay, thank you, John. Love to talk to you.